Joe Smith joins us from the Tampa Bay Times. Joe, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Doing well. How are you guys doing?
Oh, Joe, I'm excellent, man. I look at this Tampa Bay team, and I'm telling you, update us on Kucherov. What do you think he's looking for in a contract, and what do you think the Lightning are going to be willing to pay?
Well, I think Nikita Kucherov is a guy who obviously has warranted a deal in a similar exchange to like the Philip Forsberg 6-year, $36 million deal, which is 6-year annual average. Whether it's between there and I don't know if he's looking for more than that, but I think the comparables are there with Forsberg, maybe a little bit above that. The problem is, the Lightning doesn't have a ton of cap room in that respect. I think they'll probably be around a little bit over $5 million once they fill out their roster without even Kucherov. So it's interesting to see how this plays out. He's not the only RFA who hasn't been signed yet around the league. I'm sure as it gets closer towards him coming back to Tampa for training camp, there'll be they hope some more movement on it because he's such a guy, as you mentioned, he's a star in this league and he's a very important piece of this franchise.
What's interesting about Tampa Bay, and I've went over it from an expansion draft perspective, and because of the no movement clause to Callahan and Filppula, it kind of puts them in a bind, unless one of them agree to it, which I guess could happen, but would be kind of surprising. So Stamkos, Hedman, and those two have to be protected. And I look at their depth chart, they're likely going to have to protect 7 forwards. So they've got 3. I think Palat, Drouin, and Kucherov are obvious. So one of Kilhorn or Johnson right now, Joe, look to be guys that might have to be exposed in the expansion draft. That's a pretty big blow.
Oh, definitely. Well, I mean, not just this summer, but a couple of them, but next summer, as you mentioned, Tyler Johnson's an RFA, Palat's an RFA, and Jonathan Drouin's an RFA. So they can't keep everybody. That's the bottom line. And it's hard to imagine they could keep all 3 triplets with Kucherov, Johnson, and Palat. It would take some maneuvering and some movement to clear up some cap room. But absolutely, they're facing some tough decisions, especially with the expansion draft, no movement clauses. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out the next 3 weeks and obviously this whole next season, whether it's Ben Bishop staying or leaving or if they can move Filppula to create some cap space because Domestikov has signed it. He needs to move up the depth chart a little bit. So it could be another interesting year. It's Tampa Bay Lightning world here.
And when you look at that and Ben Bishop, who obviously is a UFA at the end of the season, like Ben Bishop, people, they got to expose him. Well, no, he's going to be a UFA, so it's not a big one. But, he's got a 5.95 cap hit. Tampa Bay is a very close to winning the Stanley Cup. And if you're Steve Yzerman, you look and say, man, we'll worry about next year when the season's over. And if we win the Stanley Cup, then oh well. Like, I don't see them trading Bishop during the season. Do you?
I mean, it's certainly an option, but I think they need to get the right deal for it. They're actually going to just give him away. And him going into be UFA in several months isn't going to give teams want to give a lot for him when they can give him free agency in June or July. So, Ashman told me the other week that he sees an option and a good one. He says he mentioned that Bishop and Vasilevsky stayed the entire season, for a chance at the Stanley Cup. And they've been so close the last 2 years, and the window's only open for so long because of all the contracts they have going forward. So I think that that's something that is definitely an option, and whether that happens or not remains to be seen. We won't know until the February trade deadline, but I think it's hard to argue that they're a better team without Ben Bishop at what you saw the last 2 seasons.
Vasilevsky, what do you make of him? Do you think he's ready to take over the permanent number one starter's job right now or likely better next year?
Well, I think he's as ready as he'll ever be, I think. I mean, we didn't know that Ben Bishop would turn into Ben Bishop when he was acquired from Ottawa, and he had to get that chance to be number one. You don't know until you give these guys a chance, and he certainly, played some more years in the NHL last year. He played behind Ben Bishop, and he got more used to the backup role, and you saw it in the Eastern Conference Final when he had to against the Penguins. He definitely held his own in that respect. So I guess the answer is, they feel confident that if Bishop's not there or injured, that he can be that guy. So it's just a matter of him getting that opportunity. And as you mentioned, it could, whether it happens this year or start of next season, remains to be seen.
Joe Smith joins us from the Tampa Bay Times. So now, Joe, when you look at they've got so much depth. Are there any young players you think that are going to crack that lineup this season?
Well, I think you look at a guy like Slater Cuckoo, the defenseman who'd been the prospect former first-round pick a few years back. I think he's a guy who you saw in the playoffs get a lot of minutes, like key minutes down the stretch late in games. So I think he will be a guy who could, with Matt Carl getting bought out, essentially crack the top 6 or top 7. So he's a guy I think that you'd be probably likely to see more of. And I think another interesting name that's not a young guy, but is James Wisniewski, who they brought in on a PTO, an intriguing option as a 6-7 defenseman to help that power play, which has been pretty bad the last couple seasons. So I think the young guy, Slater Cuckoo, would be a guy who would step into that role. And I think an intriguing name in camp would be Wisniewski, even though he's not the young guy, as you mentioned.
And what about Nikita Nesterov?
Well, he's still an RFA as well, and so they hope to get him signed when he returns from the World Cup as well. But he'll be, you know, kind of in that bubble range, that, you know, 6-7D. He sat a lot during the playoffs a little bit just because of the, you know, the roster crunch there. But so he's another guy who will be in that mix because he had some more experience the last couple of years. But, you know, that'll be a tough lineup to crack the way their top five or top six are already kind of constructed right now.
Well, it's difficult to see him cracking. So is he somebody that's potentially, you know, a trade option for them?
I think so. I mean, I think, you know, there's a number of different options for Trey Funk because they need to clear some cap space, and right now they don't have much of it. So I think he's a guy, and you have some depth on defense, and you have guys moving in and out. I think that there is an option there if they can't get him signed. He's not signed yet either, so I think that's another option too.
And do you see him as basically a third-pairing guy in the NHL, or do you think he's got an opportunity to maybe move up and be a second pair in the next few seasons?
Well, from what he's shown the last 2 years, it looks like he's more of a third-pairing guy, but he needs to be more consistent if you want to move him into that top four role. He has definitely got the skating ability, and he's got some skill with the puck, but I think that he hasn't been that consistent enough to be able to, I guess, put in those situations where you play that many minutes.
Steve Yzerman took a lot of flack at various times last season for some people wondering, you know, the Stamkos situation and the Durant situation. And when it was all said and done, every decision he made looked like it was the right one. Stamkos, they were patient with. They got him signed. They let him talk to other teams. With Jonathan Durant, they basically said, hey, you play well, we won't hold a grudge, but there's a certain standard. How has Yzerman maybe kind of grown in the eyes of Bolts fans? If anybody was questioning, I'm guessing right now there's nobody questioning any decision he makes.
Well, they definitely trust him very much. I think people on Panther Twitter call it the Yzer plan, the way that they kind of respect it. But he definitely had a really great season last year in terms of getting the Stamkos deal done and holding the ground, even though he knew he couldn't go further than 8.5 a year. And I think Jonathan Drouin should also deserve credit for last season too, in terms of coming back and doing all the right things, saying all the right things when he came back to make this, you know, a more tenable relationship. You know, give him some credit too. But that's probably one of the better trades that Yzerman did make at the trade deadline, is holding Jonathan Drouin from what you saw in the playoffs, and what you'll probably see another breakout year for him this year.
Joe, we appreciate your time. Expectations, I'm guessing, in Tampa Bay are Stanley Cup final or bust.
Absolutely. I mean, I think they got so close the last 2 years. I mean, Tyler Johnson said it the best the other day, is that close isn't good enough anymore. And I think with the team that they feel like they're ready to make that jump to the top, and they get, time will tell if they can do that in the next 6 to 7 months or so.
Thanks for your time. As always, Joe, enjoy the World Cup of Hockey. Who are you picking to win?
I think one of the Lightning players will be coming back at World Cup champions. They're on 6 of the 7 of the 8 teams, so one of them will be champions. I think Canada's going to win it. They're just too deep, too talented, and I think they have the pedigree to do it, though. It should be fun, though. I'm looking forward to going to Toronto and seeing all the 12 Lightning players, and Coach Cooper will be there as well next week.
12 players in that tournament. Wow, yeah, that shows how much depth they've got in Tampa Bay. Joe, appreciate your time.
No problem. Take care, guys. Have a good weekend.